Chapter 139, Simply a Dream. We were a team, a world, a universe, the family, the seven brothers and sisters, languid, lanky Lucy and Ruth so often riled, cheeks burning, eyes on fire, bespectacled encyclopedic Sam. The twins, Raymond and Rowan, twin layers of lightning there, lock away the tools. Then Simon, sweet Simon, and little May, knees turned in, finger on chin, always the babe for me. As a young one, in the evenings, sometimes, to take leave from the others, to take some time alone from the hurly-burly of family life, our experiments with radio and sound, our signals sent to outer space, our research into magnetic forces of attraction and repulsion, our doomed agricultural folly, incursions into random structures and improvisation, and a burning curiosity for anatomy and the workings of innards, to mention just a few fields of youthful focus. To take leave from all that, I would get on my bicycle and ride. Nowhere. Nowhere in particular, I mean. Down any street. To see where it would lead. To see the houses passing by. And envisage the lives that dwelled inside them, to glimpse the way people played out these lives, the precious and the mundane, moments never to be had again, the clearly defined or nebulous, evaporating from those suburban streets. There was little visible action as such, no plot to follow, just isolated incidents, observed or passed around from mouth to ear, then stuffed into pockets for safekeeping. You could tease them out into a plot if you wanted to, but what would be the point of that? In a house over there, a man stuck a shotgun in his mouth, and in this one, the son is never coming home again after the accident. His motorcycle all twisted and silenced forever. Over here is the Taylor place, lodged between giant firs, towering up to touch the clouds and pushing down through the subsoil and substratum with mighty force, piercing and spreading their roots into the depths of the earth's crust. Drawing up from there a dark silence, like the thickest ink, to feed into its boughs and foliage, spreading the surrounds with a dense pool of darkness against which the house could be a mere facade tacked on, could be made of card, so flimsy and insignificant against those trees. One day, I find Mrs. Taylor's car turned upside down at the corner. That pretty little grey van of hers with a red roof and shiny as a toy. Mrs. Taylor is nowhere to be seen. Peering in the window, I see lumps of coal and feathers spread around inside. And I really can't imagine why. Is it this that is left behind when someone dies? The drama of things not seen or heard, simply intuited. Houses and yards, rooms and halls, in cupboards and drawers, hanging or stacked, on display or in disarray, all these things that people have, and the houses to put them in, so that they can call it home, slowly filling up with their achievements and failures, their secrets and memories and dreams, sorrows and joys. Some things hollowed out and lying at their feet, mere husks they are, at doors left ajar, on paths that lead out across manicured lawns or among the weeds of neglect. All this I see when I take leave from the family, with the bicycle wheels whirring on the road comfortingly. I watch them going round and round, all over town and back again, as the sun comes down, glowing like a dimming coal, all the way home, the home that I would leave one day and never return to, because you never can go back, and why would you want to? Until you want to. It's not particularly the house itself, which could be little more than a receptacle to keep it all in, all those springs, summers, autumns and winters, every cheer and every tear. How do they fit it all in? It's a stage, I suppose, where it all plays out, the unfurling of boundless energy and blind yearning of youth. Is it theatre, or is it simply a dream?
Set out in a bright new day, convinced I'd make it, I'd find my way. Clean white shirt and a new black coat, bag on back full of illusion and hope. Oh, there's nothing like setting out. Stiff tailwind sails filling out. Heading for the great big smoke. I might be rich, I might be broke. Free as a bird, have no care. Live like the devil, live anywhere. Meet some people, make new friends. Find out where it leads, where it ends.